Detach yourself from all that makes your mind restless. Renounce all that disturbs its peace. If you want peace, deserve it. By being a slave to your desires and fears, you disturb peace. Sadhana is a search for what to give up. Empty yourself completely. True happiness cannot be found in things that change and pass away. Pleasure and pain alternate inexorably. Happiness comes from the self and can be found in the self only. Find your real self, and all else will come with it. The unchangeable can only be realized in silence. Once realized, it will deeply affect the changeable, itself remaining unaffected. Inquire. Investigate. Doubt yourselves and others. To find truth, you must not cling to your convictions. If you are sure of the immediate, you will never reach the ultimate. Your idea that you were born and that you will die is absurd. Both logic and experience contradict it. Find what it is that never sleeps and never wakes, and whose pale reflection is our sense of I. How do you go about finding anything? By keeping your mind and heart on it. There must be interest and steady remembrance. To remember what needs to be remembered is the secret of success. You come to it through earnestness. It is not the right advice that liberates, but the action based on it. If people knew that nothing could happen unless the entire universe makes it happen, they would achieve much more with less expenditure of energy. In reality, time and space exist in you. You do not exist in them. My actual experience is not different. It is my evaluation and attitude that differ. I see the same world as you do, but not in the same way. There is nothing mysterious about it. Everybody sees the world through the idea they have of themselves. As you think yourself to be, so you think the world to be. If you imagine yourself as separate from the world will appear as separate from you, and you will experience desire and fear. I do not see the world as separate from me. And so there is nothing for me to desire or fear. Nothing troubles me. I offer no resistance to trouble. Therefore, it does not stay with me. On your side, there is so much trouble. On mine, there is no trouble at all. Come to my side. What is beautiful? Whatever is perceived joyfully is beautiful. Bliss is the essence of beauty. We are slaves of what we don't know. Of what we know, we are masters. Whatever vice or weakness in ourselves we discover and understand its cause and workings, we can overcome it by the very knowing. The primary purpose of meditation is to become more conscious and familiar with our inner life. The ultimate purpose is to reach the source of life. If you are angry or in pain, separate yourself from anger and pain and watch them. Externalization is the first step to liberation. Whatever state I am in, I see it as a state of mind to be accepted, as it is. It is just like your tape recorder. It records, it reproduces, all by itself. You only listen. Similarly, I watch all that happens, including my talking to you. It is not me who talks. The words appear in my mind, and then I hear them said. There is no myself and yourself. There is the self, the only self of all. Misled by the diversity of names and shapes, minds and bodies, you imagine multiple selves. There is no second or higher self to search for. You are the highest self. Only give up the false ideas you have about yourself. Get hold of the main thing, that the world and the self are one and perfect. Only your attitude is faulty and needs readjustment. Just as every drop of the ocean carries the taste of the ocean, so does every moment carry the taste of eternity. The world you perceive is made of consciousness. What you call matter is consciousness itself. In the light of consciousness, all things happen, and one need not give special importance to any. The sight of a flower is as marvelous as the vision of God. Let them be. Why remember them and then make memory into a problem? Be bland about them. Do not divide them into high and low, inner and outer, lasting and transient. Go beyond. Go back to the source. Go to the self that is the same, whatever happens. It does not matter much what happens. When you go beyond awareness, there is a state of non-duality in which there is no cognition, only pure being. In the state of non-duality, all separation ceases. Contemplate life as infinite, undivided, ever-present, ever-active, until you realize yourself as one with it. It is not even very difficult, for you will be returning only to your own natural condition. The legitimate function of the mind is to tell you what is not. But if you want positive knowledge, you must go beyond the mind.